beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep,
transmitting beep, from beep, Zucchini Land, beep, it's Steve, beep, Jack, and beep, Sam, beep, the Zucchini beep, Brothers, beep, live beep, at the clubhouse.
Beep, 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 beep. Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down. On the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
spring arrives, tapping a steady rhythm of raindrops on the rooftops here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week. With the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse bedroom getting ready for school.
Let's not be late. Gotta move quickly.
Yeah, Mom doesn't like it when we miss the bus and she has to drive us to school.
I don't think I can go to school today, guys.
No?
My feet are really sore from yesterday's gym class. Those sneakers I borrowed from Coach Young's sneaker box were too small.
Ouch.
Well, Steve, if you're not really sick, you know what Mom's gonna say.
I know. Boo-boos go away.
La 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 la. Everywhere I go, everyone I see, every kid's trying to show the boo-boos to me. Some are pink, some are red, some look like another head. Well, I tell you, when you show me, I say, boo-boos go away, but they'll come back another day. Boo-boos go away, but they'll come back another day. I said, just like the rain, won't you come back another day? La 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 la. You can get them standing up, you get them falling down, in one place all around. Boo-boos come big, boo-boos come small, playing on the swings or goofing at the mall. I tell you, when you show me, I say, boo-boos go away, but they'll come back another day. Boo-boos go away, but they'll come back another day. I said, just like the rain, won't you come back another day? La 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 la.
Song from Mr. Ray.
So, your feet hurt, Steve.
Oh, they're really sore, Jack. I don't know if I can even walk to the bus stop today.
Are they broken?
No, but I've got a few blisters on them.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
blister.
Spelling, please.
B-L-I-S-T-E-R.
S-T-E-R.
Definition, please.
Noun. A small bubble on the skin filled with fluid and caused by friction. Sentence, please.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Let me go on, like I blistered.
Ever wonder what causes blisters? The answer can be found in Everyday Science. To get down to the business of understanding what causes blisters, let's go deep down inside the foot of this jogger. First, through the athletic shoe, which, by the way, looks brand new. Then through the sock. And finally, we end up inside this jogger's heel, where we can see many plump, round, and very youthful basal cells, which is one of the types of cells skin is made of. But wait, as basal cells get older, they get pushed back up toward the surface by newer cells. By the time they reach the surface of the skin, they're quite dry and flaky, and basically dead. Ouch! Feel that? Friction from the new running shoe is starting to build up between the dead skin cells here on the surface of the heel and the cuff of the shoe. And if that friction gets any worse, it's going to pull our dead layer away from the fresh layer underneath, creating one big... Uh-oh, there it is. The dreaded bubble. That's caused when the space between our dead layer and the fresh layer underneath opens up. Know what comes next? Get ready to swim. Because it looks like the two skin layers have sprung a leak, and suddenly our blister is filling up with water. Not to mention sweat. Ugh.
Let me go on, like I blister in the sun.
Well, time to hit the road. Or maybe not. Anyway, thanks for letting us run on about blisters today, and for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
Okay, I'll put some Band-Aids on my blisters, and then hopefully my feet will feel better, and I can go to school. Let's see here. Cough syrup? No. Cold medicine? No. Aha! A box of Band-Aids. What? Oh, there are no more left? Oh, no.
Walked out the door in my nice clean clothes.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Then I fell down and broke my nose.
Oh no.
Ow.
I missed the bus, had to walk to school.
Oh no.
Yikes.
I was an hour late, that's not too cool.
Oh no.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh no.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
So Steve, like, what happened when you got to school?
I'll tell you. Walking down the hall, I heard a crunch.
Oh no.
I accidentally stepped on my lunch.
Oh no.
What were you eating?
Tuna fish. Gym class, I chased the ball.
Oh no!
Get it, get it, get it, get that ball.
Oh.
I turned around and I hit the wall. Ow!
Oh no!
That's alright.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh no!
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Steven made it home, where the following events took place.
Sitting on the couch watching TV.
Oh no. Couch potato.
I thought the guy on TV was talking to me.
Oh no.
How you doing?
No.
He said, Steve, you've won $1 million.
Oh yeah, hey, that's
no
pretty
way.
Good actually, you know.
And then he said, I'm just joking. Why don't you go get your father?
Oh no.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Come on, everybody.
Give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be
another day. Don't give up. Goo, goo, goo. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Hey, Sam, you ever have a blister before?
No, but I like to try one sometime.
Hey, guys, I have a problem. I need Band-Aids for my feet, but there are no more Band-Aids left. What am I going to do?
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should call the doctor.
No, I don't want to go to the doctor, Sam.
Why not? Maybe she'll give you a shot of something to make your feet feel better.
Or maybe she'll put your foot in a cast.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I just need a few Band-Aids for my blisters. I don't need a shot.
I made my bed, I fed the cat. I cleaned my room, imagine that. No matter what I do or say, I still gotta go to the doctor today. And I gotta get a shot. Gotta get a shot.
No.
Now here we are, it's almost time. Doc checked my heart and says it's fine. I'm healthy as a kid can be. And why do they still want to do this to me? They say I gotta get a shot.
No.
I gotta get a shot.
No.
Call it vaccination, immunization.
Inoculation.
I gotta get a shot.
No.
Here comes the nurse, she says it's swollen her. But I've been here before, so I bump for the door. I'm running down the hall like the wind a blowing. When the doc steps out and says,
hey, where you going?
I guess I'm gonna get a shot.
No.
To get a shot.
No,
no, no. I close my eyes, I squeeze my mom. I feel a sting and then it's gone. Now I can get a cool Band-Aid. And everybody says I was really brave. Because I had to get a shot.
Oh, no, no.
I had to get a shot.
No, no, no.
Call it vaccination.
Inoculation.
I had to get a shot.
Your
turn, be brave like me. Shots are a kid reality. Just close your eyes and count to 10. You'll be fine till you gotta go and get one again. You gotta get a shot.
No!
Gotta get a shot.
No, no, no.
Now, Mrs. Bancost, I think your daughter will need another booster shot in about 2 weeks or so. And I think maybe a follow-up shot in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at that point. I think she'll be ready for two more. And then I think at that point we can stretch it out to every 6 months. Well, she'll need to come in, that's for sure. We'd love to see her. Beautiful girl.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from Judy Pancoast. At the top of the news today, there seems to be a difference of opinion in one of Zucchini Land's neighborhoods. The people on the left side of the street aren't getting along with the people on the right. Coward Hossell has the story. Coward.
Coward Hossell here, live on Sunnyside Road in the rain. We're here in the suburbs of Zucchini Land, and let's go to one of the neighbors for a comment.
Hello?
Ma'am, I can't tell which side of the road this is. Is it the right side or the left side?
Well, this is the right side, my dear man.
Uh-huh.
There's no question about it.
The people across the street just won't see things from the same perspective that we do. That's all.
I see. I see. Well, let's go over to the other side of the street. I assume it's the left side for a comment over there. Let's go up here.
Hello?
yes, you're not getting along with the right side of the road.
Yep, there seems to be a disagreement. But it could be solved with a nice new pair of sneakers.
Oh.
Especially one from my store. We've got everything. Running sneakers, jumping sneakers, skipping sneakers.
I see.
Friendly sneakers.
Yeah.
We're practically giving them all away.
Thank you.
For a price, of course.
Okay.
Just see me.
Pete's Sneaker Store, located at 22 Quackenbush Road in Zucchiniland. Prohibited by law.
Stop that. Back to you, Bob.
That guy's not going to get my business. Thank you for that report, coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. It's the first day of spring here in Zucchiniland, and the Doppler Weather Catcher blimp system indicates rain. But the blimp's blue forecast balloon says that tomorrow will be sunny here in Zucchiniland. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
That's what a father said to his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. Long as you and I are here, put it there. Things go so wrong. The darkest night and all its mixed emotions is getting lighter. Sing along, put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said to his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. As long as you and I are here, put it there.
That was a song from Paul McCartney. What am I going to do about my feet?
Well, I've got it all taken care of, Steve. I made a phone call and someone is coming over to help.
The doctor?
Oh, that must be her now. Oh, it's not the doctor. It's Susan.
Hey, Steve, I'm here to fix your feet. My mom gave me some Band-Aids for your blisters.
All right. Thanks. Well, my feet have been saved from certain peril.
I've also brought something else.
For my feet?
Something for all of you.
Pizza?
A quote.
Oh.
The quote of the day is...
The purpose of life is to serve and show compassion and the will to help others. Only then have we ourselves become true human beings. Albert Schweitzer.
The Great Minds.
A quote from Albert Schweitzer today on The Great Minds, gentlemen. Let's get some insight. I'd like to start. Quinston, please.
Well, my serve needs some work, gentlemen.
Yes, it does.
When it comes to the game of tennis, I often find my opponent showing compassion for me.
Of course.
By sometimes giving me an extra serve if I need it.
Quinston, I think this is a different kind of serve we're talking about here.
Well, maybe I can shed a little bit more
more light on this quote, gentlemen?
Brooks, please.
Well, for example, like when I'm in the grocery store shopping for our cheeses that we have every week. Sometimes people ask me for help. Sir, could you grab me that butter up there, or could you get that, that bottle of ketchup over there? And I'm taller, and I can serve them. I can help them out.
Yes, so compassion and the will to help others. It's the purpose of life, or for the most part it is. Let's say you're lining up for a movie or something like that.
Mm.
You'd want to let someone else be in front of you.
Let them go first.
Yes.
And you'll feel better about it.
Yeah. Do we have to make a line to get cheese?
Oh, not for this cheese.
Oh, that looks good.
How about some Monterey Jack?
Oh, I brought some grapes to go along with this, too. I'm showing compassion for the cheese.
We have some cheddar, too. Oh. Extra sharp.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers. I've got band-aids on my feet, and I'm feeling fine and ready for school.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it. Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Steve Zucchini.
Wow, how'd you know it was me?
Because I'm Dr. Know-It-All, and I know.
Oh.
I heard that you have a cold, and I just want to make sure that you don't take antibiotics without talking to me first.
Actually, I don't have a cold, but my feet have blisters.
I knew that. Then you definitely don't need antibiotics, so don't take them.
Okay, but how about a song from Jeff Stambofsky?
Oh, I knew you were gonna say that.
Streptomycin, tetracycline, penicillin, amikacin, vancomycin, mycostatin, polymyxin,
bacitracin,
antibiotics.
You need an hour just to list them.
Antibiotics. How can a germ resist them? Bacteria.
I'm a certified go-getter.
Won't ever come near ya.
Now I've got chills, I need a sweater.
If you take the offensive,
no, I'm gonna get better.
With some powerful and quite expensive antibiotics. Make microflora much less vital. Antibiotics, they're pretty germicidal. prescriptions. They give microbes conniptions. So when strepto get cocky, who makes protozoan sukiyaki? Antibiotics know how to deal with bugs that bug ya. Here's what they tell them: get lost before I plug ya.
That's how they fix your system.
How can a germ resist them?
Antibiotics, take two. And call me in the morning.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KSFR in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,311.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Gotta go. There's stuff. All right. I got a Band-Aid. You okay?
Yeah, okay.
Derek, you got the stuff? Yeah, he's got it. The books. Take mine. Okay, Polly, you gotta stay here. Go to school. All right. All right. 2 seconds. Okay. Okay.
This is Bird Note. Sometimes a real puzzler of a bird turns up. It might look like a regular robin, but with frosty white splotches on its head or back. Or within a flock of blackbirds, a single bird jumps out because it has white instead of black wings. What's going on? The abnormal feathers on these birds are the result of a genetic condition called leucism, which prevents pigments from reaching some, or sometimes all, of a bird's feathers. The degree of leucism varies with a bird's genetic makeup, but the skin and eyes remain their normal pigment and color. Albino birds are distinctly different. Albinos are entirely white, with pink eyes and skin. Albinism has a different origin, too. Problems with an enzyme called tyrosinase.